Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Today, student survivors in Florida get ready to go back to school, and companies snub the NRA. Plus, Apple's newest plan for iPhones and AirPods, Michelle Obama's new memoir, and drones as supermodels. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, February 27th. You ready? Let's do this. It's the first week back to school for students and staff who survived the shooting at their high school in Parkland, Florida. The New York Times reports the school is doing what it's calling a phased reopening. It started Sunday with an orientation, a chance to reunite, support each other, and talk about plans for coming back to class. Yesterday and today, it's teachers only, so they can plan. Students will go back to class starting tomorrow. Lawmakers are also back at it this week, and some are already looking at how to deal with gun laws. President Trump met with some state governors yesterday and defended his plans for possible changes to gun laws, the same ones we talked about last week. President Trump also criticized the armed deputy who was on the scene of the shooting and didn't go inside for 4 minutes. NBC News reports President Trump said the deputy choked, but if he himself were in that same position, he would have likely run in even without a weapon. The deputy pushed back. His attorney says the deputy followed protocol, that he thought the shooting was happening outside and took a tactical position to figure out what was going on first. That deputy did already resign. But now some lawmakers are calling on the head of the law enforcement in the county, the sheriff, to step down. But he says he won't. Florida's governor said instead, let's investigate. The plan is to figure out if the sheriff's office handled past warning calls about the gunman in the right way. Stay tuned. Some big-name companies are saying so long to the National Rifle Association. Many of them gave NRA members discounts and perks in the past, but no more. Reuters reports companies like Hertz, Enterprise, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, and Best Western have all cut ties with the NRA. The First National Bank of Omaha even used to have NRA-branded Visa cards that just ended. The Washington Post says it's in response to a call to boycott both the NRA and its corporate partners, with lists of those partners going around on social media using the hashtag #BoycottNRA. The NRA's response? Calling it shameful, but also downplaying the significance, saying a lack of discounts won't change the minds of any NRA members. Georgia's lieutenant governor, though, is taking it a step further. Business Insider says he's threatening to get rid of a tax break for Delta Airlines if the airline does not reverse the decision to cut ties with the NRA. The U.S. Supreme Court just said no thanks to taking on a case about DACA, the program that protects hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Why does the Supreme Court decision matter? Well, the deadline for DACA to end was coming up fast. Remember, President Trump had said on March 5th, it's over. And then a court ruling found the program actually has to stick around, at least until the case works its way through the court system. Enter the Trump administration's special request to skip right to the Supreme Court for a final decision. But since the Supreme Court just said no, it won't take on the case right now, it means the DACA deadline disappears, at least for now, and the case keeps working its way through the lower courts. It also means the people protected by DACA, the undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, can relax for now. It's time to talk NAFTA again, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Representatives from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are meeting in Mexico City this week for round 7 of negotiations. Remember, President Trump is not a fan of NAFTA. He's called it the worst trade deal in American history. But even though talks haven't been too productive, NAFTA isn't dead, at least not yet. Some experts told CNN the talks could stretch into next year, much longer than originally expected. There's no deadline to NAFTA, so for now, trade is pretty much staying the same while those talks continue. All right, other things people may be talking about today. The Weinstein Company, you know, that Harvey Weinstein co-founded, says it'll file for bankruptcy. The board had hoped to sell the company after the dozens of sexual misconduct allegations against Harvey. But remember, the New York Attorney General sued the company and the sale fell through. So now bankruptcy it is, unless those potential buyers come back around last minute. You may know filmmaker Kevin Smith as the director from the movie Mallrats with Jay and Silent Bob, and he's also been pretty public about his weight changes over the years. Well, he says he came close to dying. He had a massive heart attack on Sunday. He tweeted from his hospital bed that if he didn't cancel a stand-up performance that night to go to the hospital instead, he probably would not have made it. For now, he tweeted he's, quote, still above ground. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is writing a book, a memoir to be exact, and it's called Becoming. Obama tweeted to her followers that it was a deeply personal experience to write this book and that she talks about her roots and, quote, how a girl from the South Side found her voice. NPR reports Barack and Michelle Obama did a joint publishing deal and got $60 million for both of their upcoming books. The publisher, Penguin Random House, also says it'll donate $1 million to a nonprofit that provides books to children in need. Michelle Obama's Becoming is out November 16th. Three new Apple smartphones could be coming out later this year. That's at least what Bloomberg is reporting. Bloomberg says it'll include the largest iPhone ever, an upgraded version of the iPhone X, and a less expensive option with some of the iPhone X's features. For example, all three models are expected to have facial recognition. Apple will apparently announce these plans this fall. Some say it's in response to not as good as expected sales of the iPhone X, along with its pricey price tag of $1,000. Apple, though, is officially staying silent on these plans for now. Another possible new thing coming from Apple? TechCrunch says it's getting ready for a new version of AirPods, aka Apple's version of wireless headphones. Apple already does own the popular Beats brand, you know, the over-the-ear wireless headphones that you see a lot of athletes wearing. But now Apple may come out with a version that has its own Apple branding. TBD on how different they may or may not be from the Beats brand. Reports say expect these new headphones to be available in time for the holiday season this year. This may have been a first for a fashion show. Instead of runway models, designer brand Dolce & Gabbana used drones to show off its latest offerings. Yes, I'm talking about flying drones buzzing down the runway. Digital Trends reports it happened at Milan Fashion Week on Sunday, and while it wasn't drone models actually wearing clothes, they were carrying the items, like purses. There were even human guards that had to stand around just in case one of the drones got out of control. Still, it seemed to wow the audience. And that's it. You are ready to go. If you liked today's episode, I would so appreciate it if you shared it with a friend or on social media. For those of you listening on Apple Podcasts, it's really easy. Just hit the button with three little dots, select share episode, and then you have options like you can share it to Twitter, Facebook, text, or email, add your comment, and you're good to go. Of course, you can always head to thenewsworthy.com to check out all the stories we talked about today and read more about any of them. From the homepage, just click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 a.m. Eastern Time, so we will chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.